This month, WNYC has been looking at the challenges artists face in New York as the city becomes more expensive. Part of that can be just getting a job. For many aspiring actors, it's a long road that takes talent as well as dedication, a bit of luck, and a day job or two. As part of our series, Making It in NYC, reporter Miriam Sitz spent a typical day with one actor trying to get a part in an upcoming show.
I meet Maddie Siegel at the Prospect Park subway station in Brooklyn at 6:45 in the morning.
This is a Manhattan-bound local train.
The sign-in starts at 8, so I'm predicting that there's going to be a lot of other girls there already.
Siegel studied musical theater in college and graduated last year. She's 23, and 6 months ago, she moved to New York from North Carolina to try and make it as an actor. This morning, she's headed to Manhattan to audition for a spot with the national tour of the musical Pippin.
I bet girls were lining up at 6. We'll just go sign in, and then I'll do my hair and makeup there while I'm waiting, and we'll just see what happens.
Getting up like this in the pre-dawn hours to head to an audition, it's totally normal for aspiring actors, most of whom are likely working a survival job or two to pay the bills. Siegel, for instance, works as a host and a server at a cigar lounge, usually from 5 o'clock to 2 in the morning.
I woke up this morning at 6. I have to play this game where I don't want to get up too early because I have to audition all day and then go to work right after. So that's going to be a really long day. So I don't want to wake up too early, but at the same time, I have to wake up early enough to be seen before work.
This is all familiar calculus to people just starting out in theater. Siegel doesn't yet belong to Actors Equity, the union for performers. If she were a card-carrying member, she could go to equity-only auditions at a specific time instead of just showing up early to wait for her chance. She'd also have benefits like higher pay and health insurance. But joining the union takes a lot of work and a bit of luck. Until then, for actors like Siegel, these early mornings are inevitable. At 7:30...
We just got to Pearl Studios.
Nestled between the discount bag and shoe stores on 8th Avenue in Midtown, there's a set of glass double doors leading to what looks like any other office building. Pearl is one of a few places in the city where directors can rent out space for auditions and rehearsals. Two security guards check IDs in the lobby, where about 20 people are waiting to go upstairs. The Pippin auditions, what Siegel and the others are here for, they're on the fourth floor.
The line for the elevator wasn't super long this morning, but I've been in here before where it's been wrapped all the way through the lobby and then even outside around the building just to get up to the elevator.
Upstairs, the first stop is the holding room, where about 30 people, almost all in their 20s, are waiting for the production team to arrive. Siegel sees a lot of familiar faces, including her audition friends, as she calls them, a group of women who often show up to the same calls as her. You can tell there's a feeling of camaraderie among them, one that seems to soothe nerves and make the waiting more bearable. By 8 o'clock, the crowd has grown to 40 when Stephen Mooney walks in.
Today I'm the monitor, which means that I facilitate bringing people from the room into the room and letting them know their callback situation and keeping the day flowing and keeping the audition process flowing.
Mooney is helping run this audition for Prather Entertainment Group, the company producing this tour of Pippin. He sets up a table and has everyone in the room sign up to audition in the order they arrived.
People will wait here in line, essentially, until we get here.
Because actors arrive so early, most show up practically in their pajamas, then spend the next few hours getting dressed and made up while they wait for their call time.
They sign in, and then all of a sudden their sweatpants go away, and they're all of a sudden full beat of makeup, and their hair is curled, and they're wearing like these beautiful dresses, and they become glamazons.
At 9 a.m., Mooney starts calling out for the actors to turn in their headshots.
Dorothy Cepeda.
Yes.
Colin Thomas.
Here.
Maddie Siegel.
Here.
He takes stacks of resumes over to the artistic and casting directors, who are waiting just a few doors down. Then he starts assembling the actors into cohorts of 10 and, group by group, leads them out of the holding room. Things are organized, efficient. It's a well-oiled audition machine. As Siegel waits in the hall for her turn to face the directors, she seems calm. So do most of the other 9 actors lined up with her. But it's quieter out here than it was in the holding room, and more serious, too. There's no chatting, certainly no laughing. They're all focusing now, each flipping through their sheet music one last time. Siegel heads into her audition at about 10:15, nearly 3 hours after she first arrived. She walks into a long, narrow room that's mostly bare. a mirrored wall, wood floors, piano, and at the far end, the directors, stationed behind two folding tables just covered in headshots and resumes. They barely acknowledge Siegel as she enters the room. The first thing she does before she sings is talk with Eddie Schnecker. He's the music director for this tour of Pippin and the one playing piano for the auditions.
They come in the room, they walk right over to the piano with their books, with the music they already have, and we talk about where the piano starts, where the piano ends, how fast it goes, anything else I need to know for them, and then they step out to the other side of the piano and perform their audition.
Which goes pretty quickly.
Generally, for most auditions, it's 16 to 32 bars.
That translates to about 30 seconds of singing.
Basically, for an initial audition, you get an idea of what a person looks like, what they sound like, and then you can see if you need further time with them.
Siegel walks past the piano to stand about 6 feet in front of the directors. She's perky and emotive as she introduces herself to the stoic pair sitting in front of her.
Hi, I'm Maddie, and I will be singing Only a Fairy Tale. But it was only a fairy tale.
It doesn't seem like much, hearing someone sing for half a minute, but often that's all it takes. In just those first few notes, the directors, stone-faced and motionless, are already deciding whether or not someone's right for the part. Sixteen bars later, and Siegel's done. She thanks the directors, who, this time, respond with a curt thank you, collects her music, and walks out. She's in and out of the room in less than 90 seconds. Then it's back to the holding room, where she waits for her group to finish. The mood is now lighter. Everyone's chatty and cordial, laughing off their nervous energy. About 5 minutes later...
So they just came out and told my group of 10 who is going to be coming back for the dance call tomorrow...
And she didn't make the cut.
I think they called like 5 names out of the 10, 4 or 5. So now it's time to go home and take a nap before work.
Nap, work, a short night's sleep, and another early morning audition. So the cycle goes for Maddie Siegel and for other aspiring actors like her. For WNYC, I'm Miriam Sitz.